We don't typically think of very young children as experts, but research published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences shows that one group of children is expert at recognizing the warning signs of an angry face. Those are children who have been physically abused. NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
Research psychologist Seth Pollack is trying to find out what happens inside the minds of young children who have suffered severe physical abuse.
We want to understand how early experiences of maltreatment are affecting how children come to think and understand and process information about emotions.
So he's been working with a group of young children who were the victims of extreme emotion, brutal anger, at the hands of their parents.
They had broken bones, they had burns, they had scars. This was not a question of discipline. This was clearly a question of maltreatment and abuse.
The abuse took place when the children were just 2 or 3 years old. Most were around 8 or 9 when Seth Pollack brought them into the Child Emotion Research Lab that he runs at the University of Wisconsin at Madison.
Okay, we brought the children into the lab and they played computer games.
On the screen would flash photographs of people's faces showing different emotional expressions, looking happy, scared, sad, and angry. Some of the photos were blended, morphed together to create pictures that were emotionally ambiguous. For example, a picture of a woman who looked somewhat angry, but also sad, or a man looking mostly happy, but a bit scared, too. Pollack asked the children to categorize each picture according to the emotion they perceived. He then compared the responses of the abused children to children who'd never been abused.
When it came to identifying and categorizing happy and fearful faces and happy and sad faces, the physically abused children looked just like the group of non-abused children. The two groups didn't look different at all. However,
there was one striking difference in detecting anger.
The difference was that physically abused children tended to be more inclusive. They had broader categories for anger.
So a face that was, for example, 70% sad and only 30% angry was consistently categorized as angry by children who experienced physical abuse.
I think these children are doing exactly what you would want your brain to do.
Their antennae are finely tuned to detect possible danger signals. In previous research, Seth Pollack found that when abused children looked at pictures of angry faces, there was a characteristic and dramatic surge in the brain's electrical activity. And in new research that'll be published next fall, Pollack reports that physically abused children are able to detect an angry face in a photograph that has been made very blurry. Children who have not been abused don't see any anger in these faces. Child development researcher Megan Gunner from the University of Minnesota is intrigued by Pollack's findings.
What he has found is that children who have been physically abused appear to have become experts, really exquisite experts, at reading anger in the facial expression of others. They see it. They see the little bits and pieces of anger in a facial expression at levels that are more subtle.
Gunner says that Pollack has produced a series of elegant studies that provide strong evidence for the impact a child's early environment has on brain development and learning.
Their experiences have shaped this specialization to know when someone's going to be angry. That's been important in adapting to their environment, perhaps because it has served some survival advantage.
But Seth Pollack adds, this anger expertise may lead to problems for these children later on. They might misinterpret and overreact to anger in others, even when it's not directed at them. This may help explain, he speculates, the very serious interpersonal problems abused children are at risk for throughout their lives. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.